Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Doug, you know, we always like to say here at Fox FM Mornings with Nick and Reader that you come for the laughs and you stay for the unqualified medical advice.
Oh.
That's our motto here on the show, too. So got me thinking, you know what? Why not give some medical advice? So I'd like to introduce a new segment that I would like to call...
Hey!
Hi, Dr. Nick!
Holly!
Because that's me. I'm Dr. Nick. So I got some questions here, some common medical questions. I'm going to do my best to answer them. All right, let's take a quick look here. Question number one. Gluten-free. Should you go gluten-free? Well, I guess. But like, pancakes though, right? I'm a big fan of pancakes, so...
Pierogies.
No, don't go gluten-free. Unless you have celiac disease, don't go gluten-free. Is a daily glass of wine healthy? I'd say so.
They say it is.
I grew up a Ukrainian Orthodox, so I would have wine every single Sunday on communion. So it basically ruined red wine for the rest of my life.
But you didn't have a whole glass.
No, I wasn't, you know, doing keg stands at church. But
no.
I'd say it's fine. Go ahead. Have a glass of wine. Are short workouts worth it? Any workout is worth it.
Absolutely.
And it also depends on what your definition of a workout is, too. Got out of bed today? You worked out.
And it also justifies, hey, I worked out. I can have a...
glass of wine?
Or chocolate bar?
Pierogies?
Bag of chips? soft drink?
Finally, is tap water safe to drink? Well, that depends on where you live.
Absolutely.
As far as I can tell in the parkland, fantastic, but I'm not sure what they're putting over there in the water in Foam Lake. If you have a question for Dr. Nick, you can send us a message for free on the Fox FM app. That is the quickest way to get a hold of us. Download the app now. Send us a message. Ask some medical questions, and your boy, Dr. Nick, will answer them for you. Hopefully answer them for you.
You know the rules. Rock smashes scissors. Scissors cuts paper, and paper covers rock.
Now win with Fox FM. It's time for Rock, Paper, Scissors.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Oh, well, we said we're going to have somebody play Rock, Paper, Scissors, and who would have thought that, Pat, you got through the phone lines for the second time. Man, you must really want to win.
Well, I'm just going to try. I'm tired of losing.
Hey, you know what they say, though, Pat? Third time's the charm, right?
I hope you're right.
All right, so your choices, Rock, Paper, Scissors. What do you got?
I'm going with Rock.
I'm going to go with Rock. All right, let's find out.
1, 2, 3, Rock, Paper, Scissors. Rock!
Oh, it's a push. So that means you get to go again.
I'll try scissors this time.
You're going to go with scissors. All right.
1, 2, 3. Rock, paper, scissors. Paper.
Hey! All right. That was, what, your fifth try?
Fourth, I think.
All right. Man, you should just co-host the show with us at this point.
No, that's enough.
All right. Thanks so much for playing, man. You are in that draw for that $1,000 travel voucher.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Reader bought himself a set of booster cables.
Sometimes he just needs a jolt in the morning.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
It's time for day two of the old Make Doug Laugh Challenge. And for those of you listening, it's not that I'm saying that Doug isn't a funny guy or Doug doesn't have a sense of humor. The Make Doug Laugh Challenge is trying to find out what your sense of humor is, because it's a little different than the normal sense of humor, I'd say.
Yeah, mine's a little complicated.
Yeah, so that's the point of the challenge here, so let's get right into it. I got four jokes today for you.
Okay.
We're going to see if you do any laughing. All right. What do you call a belt made out of watches?
I don't know.
A waste of time.
Hey, that's a good one.
Oh,
I like
on,
that
Doug.
One. That is a good one. I have to admit, yeah.
What does a grape say after being stepped on?
I don't know.
Nothing. It just lets out a little whine.
Hey. That's a good one, too,
You're
actually.
Killing me, man.
That's a good one. No, it is. It's funny.
Okay, number three. Why does a flamingo stand on one leg?
I don't know.
Well, if it didn't stand on any, it would fall over.
True enough. That's just simple physics.
Oh, I'm dying here. Okay, last one. This is, hopefully this will work.
Okay.
What's gray and can't fly?
I don't know.
A parking lot.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Oh, my gosh. I went 0 for 4? Are you kidding me?
Sorry, man.
Doug, are you doing this on purpose?
They're good, but, you know, just not enough to give me a belly laugh. That's
you know
all.
What? Special shout-outs to Brock, who messaged us a joke on Facebook. Not very radio-friendly, but you know what? You laughed at it.
I so did, yeah. It was a good one, naturally.
Brock, you won the Make Doug Laugh Challenge. We just couldn't say it on the air. If you have a radio-friendly joke you want to try telling Doug from the Make Doug Laugh Challenge, you can call us 783-3699. Message us on Facebook. Direct message us on the Fox FM app.
Reader's hair and beard are pretty gray.
But Nick should stop calling him Old Man Winter.
It's more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Have you ever had like that sinking feeling in your stomach that you're scared that something is going to happen even though there's no possible chance of it happening, but you got like that nagging worry?
Absolutely, yeah. It just leaves that sick feeling in your gut.
Yeah, I got that right now because I'm thinking about sea turtles, man. We were talking about this yesterday. There's been, for the past 30 years, there's been various protections, legislation for sea turtles because at once they were an at-risk species.
Mm-hmm.
And I just read that the population of sea turtles in the world has risen over 900%. And a lot of people are thinking, oh, that's great, Nick, because sea turtles are awesome and cute and cool and they don't harm anybody. But to me, I'm just thinking, a 900% rise in population, do you think that they would overtake humans?
Well, they might overtake some other species. I'm not sure about humans. But
like these
know.
Roving gangs of sea turtles underwater just eating all the hermit crabs in the ocean.
Exactly. Like, yeah, they could be like decimating everything that's in the ocean right now.
That stuff scares me, man. I don't know. I don't know about the natural balance of the world. And I haven't watched enough David Attenborough to find out on my own. But I guess it's probably, you know, That'd be an adorable stampede. A bunch of sea turtles just like dopily swimming towards you. But still, I just...
Yeah.
You know, they made
Jaws.
A
little unnerving, right?
Yeah, like those killer shark movies. Why not do a killer sea turtle movie?
Mm.
What would you call it? Raise a little shell?
Nay, that's a good one.
Shell on Earth? Ooh, they should pay me.
Wake up! Rise and shine!
Nick and Reader's Late Winter Advice. Think warm thoughts and don't microwave your blankets.
Ooh, freak show. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Did you get your phone book?
Yes, I did.
Okay. I got mine. I don't know when they delivered it, though. Were you there when they delivered your phone book?
I think I was, because I always check my mailbox at home. They don't mail them, right? They drop them.
Yeah, they drop them off.
So yeah. It was one day last week, yeah.
Okay.
I can't remember which day it was.
Okay, so it wasn't that long for me, because yesterday, I was walking back into my house at about noon, and I noticed in a snowbank next to my garbage bin in the back of my house, there was a phone book.
Yeah, in a snowbank.
Yep, and I thought, oh, hey, there's my phone book.
So, was that at least covered in that plastic?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, so that helps.
It had the bag around it, though, but I thought, boy, when was that delivered to my house? So I'm glad that it was last week, so it wasn't that long.
Yeah,
I
hadn't been there for like a month or anything.
I can't believe I didn't even notice it, because I have a rear porch, and the way the shoveling that I do in the back is I keep a little snowbank next to the house. So obviously whoever came to deliver my phone book, because we have a community mailbox, just put it on the snowbank thinking we would see it. I didn't see it for
you
like
didn't
a week.
See it.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm stoked that I have a phone book now at my place.
You almost had to wait till spring, though, for
almost,
it.
Almost, yeah. Could you imagine? That's like going to the rink and finding all the pucks that everybody shot
exactly,
in the snowbank.
Yeah.
I'm glad I don't buy stuff online that much, because people would just, it would be so easy to steal packages from my house because I just never see them.
Don't even check.
Yeah. But hey, I can call anyone in the Yorkton and Melville area now, so.
You can, yes.
Pretty sweet.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM.
I like that.